What is it that Hashem truly wants from us? What is it at the end of the day, what life is really all about? I believe we can understand this if we understand a specific metaphor, parable, about what parenting is all about. If we came to any parent, almost without exception, and said to them, you can choose one of the following two values. Either your children will genuinely respect you and always give you the kavod, the honor you deserve, or they won't respect you as much as they should, but they will respect their siblings, respect their family. I think almost any parent, perhaps there's nothing more we want than our children to get on with each other, to love each other and respect each other. We can be moichel al kavod if they don't treat us the way they should. Of course they should. But if we had to choose, rather they respect and love each other, then they show us the respect that perhaps they should. I believe this is exactly what Hashem wants from us, his people. We all know the metaphor that Hashem, Avinu Malkeinu, is not only our king, he is our father. Kerachem am aval banim, like a parent has mercy on children. The metaphor of a parent to a child, a father to a son, is so much about the relationship, the contours of the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. Indeed, it says explicitly in the book of Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 14, Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. You are my children, says Hashem to me. And what does Hashem want? Of course he wants us to respect him. He wants us to keep the mitzvot ben Adam l'makom, between man and Hashem, and man and his fellow man. Of course, to be a complete human being, a complete Jew, we have to have our relationship intact, both with God and with our fellow human beings. But if we had to choose ultimately, what does Hashem want? Hashem would say, rather you get on with each other. I want nothing more than for people, and certainly the Jewish people, to get on with each other, to get past the feribles, to get past all the grievances, to simply get on with each other. I think all of us know of the incredible example in the Talmud about what life is all about. And I believe this golden rule gives an understanding of the verse we all know, the great principle of the Torah, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. It was the great Hillel. We all know the story. Masechet Shabbat, page 31a, we all know the story. Along comes the convert, person who wants to convert. And he says to Hillel, will you please convert me on one leg? He had asked this question to Shammai, the sage. Shammai said, no, you don't convert somebody while standing on one leg. You can't teach the person the whole Torah in a moment. You need more time. But Hillel was prepared to answer. Gairani, says the Talmud. I'll read the text. Gairani, please convert me. Almanat shetelamdeni kola Torah kula. I will convert. Convert me. Teach me the entire Torah. And we all know what Hillel said as follows. Amar lo, you want me to convert you? I will teach you the whole Torah in a word. De alach saneh. That which you dislike, that which you hate, l'chaverach lo ta'avid, do not do it to other people. The golden rule, listen to this, zohi kol ha-Torah kula, this is the entire Torah, the idach perusha, and everything else in the Torah is a detail, a commentary of this principle. Zilgmor, go and study it. Yes, I will convert you, but you need to understand the principle of the entire Torah is what? Know how to treat our fellow human being. And I believe this gives us an incredible insight into the inexplicable verse, Va'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. The Ramban, the great Nachmanides, asks on this verse in Leviticus, he says, is it really possible to love another human being, another Jew like you love yourself? It isn't really practically possible. Can I genuinely, I'll give an example, I love drinking Seattle coffee. Can I go every single time I go to Seattle, and when I buy myself a drink, I would, in order to fulfill this verse, need to think of every person I know and buy them a Seattle coffee, come with 30, 40, 50, 60 every time I go. If I truly loved other people like I love myself, I should do for them as I do for myself. And therefore, the Ramban says it is practically impossible. But Hillel, the sage, in this piece of Talmud has given us the answer. The answer is this. How do you implement this verse in your life? You live with the following golden rule paradigm. In every single situation in life, without exception, always ask yourself in every human interaction the following. Desan elach, if I dislike something, do not behave in the same way to another human being. However we would want to be treated, that is how we should treat other human beings. In crucial, difficult conversations, have to fire somebody, have to say something very difficult to someone, have to rebuke and engage in things that we dislike, we always have to ask ourselves, close our eyes and think before, how would we like to be treated if we were in their shoes, if we're able to empathize in that way? And always ask ourselves, how would I like to be treated in any single interaction that I might meet myself during my entire day? If I ask myself this question, I fulfill Va'ahavta l'recha kamocha, always going out of our way to love our fellow person as ourselves. And beyond that, as Hillel the elder has said, this is what it means to fulfill the entire Torah. The rest of the Torah is commentary. This principle is so powerful that I want to share an incredible midrash, a rabbinic commentary. When I learned this, I could not believe that the sages said this. The sages say about one of the most evil kings of the Jewish people, Ahab, Achav in the book of Kings. You almost don't get worse than Achav. But somehow, it seemed that almost every war that Achav, Ahab fought, he won. And almost none of his soldiers were killed. And our sages deliberate in Devarim Rabbah, chapter 5, Midrash 6, which compares the door of Achav, Ahab, to the generation of Shaul, King Saul. King Saul's generation was righteous. He was a righteous king. They were righteous. They were certainly not idolaters. Yet, in their generation, so many more died in battle. Why is it, says the Midrash? It is because they spoke Lashon Hara. There was a culture of ratting out each other, speaking negatively about each other. In Saul's pursuit of David, he created this culture that people spoke negatively about each other, tried to reveal where King David was, and therefore that generation suffered terrible losses. However, the generation of Ahab, even though they were idolaters, somehow was saved from all this dangerous situations and terrible battles and loss of life because of the fact that they respected each other and did not create a culture of negative speech. They always respected the dignity of other people, and because of this, they won their wars. Very few of them died. I ask you, this is mind-boggling. Hashem is saying, the Midrash is saying, if you don't treat me the way you should, and you do Avodah Zorah, it is terrible. But you know what? I will have mercy on you if you have mercy on each other. If you respect each other, judge each other favorably, don't talk Lashon Hara about each other, be kind to each other, always ask yourself how you treat other people. Indeed, I will respect you. And I end and say, one of the most powerful lines I have ever heard, it was by an Israeli poet who made this comment about the founder of the Jewish people, Avraham Avinu Abraham. And I oft quote this, it is so powerful. He said as follows, I'll say it in Hebrew and explain it and end with this. Avraham chipes et ha'elokim. Abraham searched for God. Umatza et ha'adam. And he found his fellow human being. The more Avraham loved God, the more he loved the godliness in other human beings. If you believe in God, but do not believe in people and the godliness of other people and give them the respect that they deserve, the infinite respect of being created in the image of God, you don't truly love God the way you should. And it's for this reason that the more Abraham searched for God and revealed God in the world, the progenitor of monotheism, the great paragon and knight of faith, the more he found faith in God, he was Avraham or Havi, the one who not only loved me, but loved every human being. Wherever he went, created souls of people. His hospitality was legendary. His judgment of people favorably is legendary, as we know in the book of Bereshit. The more Abraham searched for God, the more he found godliness in his fellow man. The more he found the respect and dignity of other people. And may we all, in our private lives, our societal lives, understand, of course, we have to and must honor God and fulfill all the mitzvot, Bein Adam LaMakom, between man and God, and man and man. But to know, at the end of the day, the more we search for God and want to live a life of godliness, the more we have to find, tolerate, respect, and love our fellow human beings.